Blog Talk Radio.
And at 12 o'clock, it's Talking Sports with Mike T. I'm your host, Mike Trematozzi, with you for the next half hour as we go through everything in the world of sports. Obviously, big sports couple weeks going on, the opening of NFL training camps, as well as the Olympics. So we'll get into all of that. Some of the track and field has started. And that's usually the top part of the Olympics is the track and field. 100 meters final was on Sunday night. Obviously, Usain Bolt winning with a Olympic record, breaking his own Olympic record of 9.63 was his run in the 100 meters. Johan Blake finished number two, and Justin Gatlin, who came back after a four-year ban for doping, takes the silver or takes the bronze. So, if you're Justin Gatlin, it's a good run, I think, coming back after 4 years to get bronze is pretty good. And Gatlin seemed satisfied, saying if it just feels good to be back after the race. But this is all about Bolt and how Usain Bolt is pretty much a gold medal in the 200 meters away from being on par with Carl Lewis in terms of the greatest track athletes of all time. He's certainly in the discussion right now. I mean, if he goes and breaks the world record in the 200, then you're going to really have a serious debate on your hands, because you know the Jamaicans are going to win the 4x100. I mean, they always do. And yeah, I mean, the Americans probably will finish second in the 4x100. But it was predictable is how I would say. There was a lot of hype to it, a lot of fast times. It was the first race to have that many guys under 9.9. Five people finished under 9.9. And, you know, I would say it lived up to it. But then again, do you really bet against Usain Bolt? I wouldn't, which made all the talk about how, oh, he's worried about Blake and how he's beatable makes it kind of silly in my eyes, because as you saw in the trials, the heats, he was at half speed. Semifinals kind of kicked it in there, and then in the finals showed everybody why he is the greatest sprinter since Carl Lewis. And, you know, by the end of this Olympics, is going to at least have the ability to take that mantle from Carl Lewis. So, I mean, that's where we stand. They obviously start the 200 meters this week and have the finals on Thursday. On the women's side, 4 years ago, Sonia Richards-Ross ran out of gas in the 400 meters and finished second. This time there was no falling back. There was no losing. There's no running out of gas. So she takes the gold, which was the first gold for the Americans in track this year. I mean, we'll see what happens in the hurdles tonight, where it seems the men who swept it last year should at least medal in this one. Obviously, then the relays, you know, the American women are probably going to win the 4x4. It'll be interesting to see what they do in the 4x1, because, again, you deal with the top end speed of the Jamaicans in that area. So, you know, it track and field to me is always the best part of the Olympics. The 100 meter dash is the, to me, signature event of the Olympics, and I think it lived up to its expectations. Now we get ready for the 200. Obviously, in the women's 100 meters, it was another Jamaican sweep. So it not surprising. Not surprising to me, at least, that, you know, it always comes down to the Jamaicans and the Americans in track, at least the signature track. You know, in the women's 100 meters, you had Carmelita Jeter, who finished second. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce repeated, and Veronica Campbell-Brown got the bronze. Tiana Madison just missed out on the bronze, as did Allison Felix, who's better races the 200, and we'll see her this week in the 200. So it'll be interesting to see where they go in that. Obviously, you have the 400 meter hurdles today. Caron Clement and Angelo Taylor looking to medal. Don't forget about Michael Tinsley. So those will be in the hurdles. The Americans swept hurdles in 08. We'll see what happens there. The women start the hurdles as well later this week. Tierra Brown and LaShonda Demus obviously ran really well in the hurdles the other night in their heats. So as we get to the semis of that, it'll be interesting to see what they do. But it's coming down to the wire in the track and field. As you know, today they're doing the men's 200 or the 800 meter heats today, as well as the finals of the hurdles, and the women start their hurdles today and start their heats today. That would mean you get to see Kelly Wells and Lolo Jones, Dawn Harper, some of the top sprinters. Lolo's obviously got to make up for hitting the second to last hurdle in 08. So a little bit of revenge for Lolo. But it'll be interesting to see how she does her first event. And then obviously at the end of the week we get the relays. Obviously basketball is in full swing. The Americans play Argentina. And, you know, everyone wants to make a big deal out of the Lithuania game, but if you look at going all the way back to 96, games against Lithuania have been pretty close all the way around. You know, Lithuania played a pretty smart game. They got pretty hot from the outside and were drawing the Americans out in terms of their defense. Kind of didn't allow them to get compact, and it really put them at a disadvantage. But you know, the Americans went small in the second half there, basically almost playing LeBron James at the five. And it got to the point where their athleticism just took over, and they made enough plays down the stretch to hold off Lithuania. They went cold a little bit from the outside. The problem the Americans are going to have is they cannot keep shooting this many threes. They're shooting almost 35 threes per game in the Olympics, and it's great when they all go down like they did against Nigeria and you win by 80 points. But when they don't, you become very easy to guard. And they allude, and, you know, Chris Paul and LeBron alluded to this the other day after the game. Their communication defensively and their ball movement has to get a little bit better. Otherwise, you know, they're going to be in some tough games. And they're playing today a team against Argentina that they beat in their final or second to last exhibition game before the Olympics. It's a team that's been together for 10 years now, going back to the 2002 World Championships. And it's a team that knows each other. They know how to play, especially internationally. And they're a team you don't want to count out. You know, Ginobili, Scola, Nocioni, Delfino, Prignioni. These guys have been together, and they're a team that doesn't really quit. So you want to see the Americans play well today. I think they will. You know, it's kind of interesting that they win by 80 and then win by 3 or win by 5 in those two games. This is the final game of pool play before you get to the knockout round. So, I mean, their real tests aren't going to come until the medal round. Russia, Spain. This is pretty much the start of their... this is pretty much where they start in terms of playing important games. No more Nigeria's, no more Tunisia's. So the Americans, I think I like the lineups they go with. I like the way that they play. I think having Carmelo come off the bench really gives some scoring to their bench. The bench is actually playing really well, actually. I actually think the bench is playing fantastic. I think Carmelo's leading the team in scoring. Him